The second panelist tonight is Rodney Bobby Wash. Rodney is a member of the Anishinaabeg Nation from the Mississauga First Nation in Northern Ontario. He works as the director of the Forum for Global Exchange at the Center for World Indigenous Studies. He teaches at the University of Toronto in the Aboriginal Studies and Canadian Studies Department. He is now presently organized in the organizing committee planning the third encounter for humanity and against neoliberalism. Please welcome Rodney Bobby Wash.
I want to start tonight, I guess, by just acknowledging my sponsor to go to the World Social Forum, the Canadian Auto Workers, and who were kind enough to send along a translator, Frank Luce, who's sitting in the back tonight, and who was invaluable in terms of helping me to just accomplish what I had to get done at the World Social Forum. I went to the World Social Forum with a very specific agenda, and that was to work with the International Committee for the Third Encounter Against Humanity, Third Encounter for Humanity, and against neoliberalism. The Encounter Against Humanity was meeting in Davos. So I had a fairly busy agenda. I had lots to do that week. I did about four different workshops over the course of the week. We had meetings with the International Committee at various times. We did leafleting during the big parade and capped a week off with a meeting with the governor of Rio Grande do Sul to talk about the encounter and the march against the wall. So that pretty much framed my experience in terms of having an agenda to put forward when I was down there. But I don't really want to talk about what we did in the workshops or the progress we made on the third encounter tonight. I want to start off, I think, by identifying, first off, one of the high points and then secondly, one of the low points. And I want to be a little bit critical of the World Social Forum. I was glad to hear Celia saying that we learn by our mistakes and that we learn by the things that don't work. Because I think there were things that did not work at the World Social Forum. As much as it was a great gathering, as much as it was a monumental event, and the organizers are to be commended for running an event of that scale, and as much as there were good things that came out of it, there were also some good lessons to be learned about how not to do things. And I want to touch upon one of those, or some of those. One of the high points for me, if not the high point of the conference, David mentioned already when he was talking about when the Cuban flag came out and, you know, people spontaneously broke into a rendition of Guantanamera. And I think that at that point, what we really saw was just the hearts of the people coming out. We saw the hearts of the people coming to the fore, and we saw the people joining together in a unity and a strength and showing where their strength could be. That their strength was in the history we shared as a progressive movement, as a radical movement, as a movement that was aiming to change the world into a better place for all of us to live. It was a very powerful, very moving moment. The low point came at the end of the week, the last day of the conference. There was a picture that was shown here tonight of an Indigenous man. He was the only Indigenous person other than myself I saw a week in the World Social Forum, except for the last day when people from the Indigenous encampment came and they sat on blankets outside selling trinkets to the participants, selling plastic bows and arrows, brightly colored beads. I think this was the low point of the conference. These people did not need to be outside selling their stuff. These people should have been delegates. They should have been on the floor of the conference. They should have been inside the conference. They weren't the only people excluded. There were a number of other people excluded as well. We heard talk about diversity. There was an immense amount of diversity at the conference. However, this was largely because of its geographical location. The fact that we were in Brazil, which is an extremely diverse society, which is a society where black and white and red and yellow all come together. But was there diversity in terms of the peoples of the world? No. It was mostly Latin Americans, North Americans, people from Europe. We didn't see many people from Asia. We didn't see many people from Africa. We didn't see many people from other areas of the world. We didn't see a lot of people who come from the places where the struggle was located, who are dealing with these issues every day in their communities. That was problematic. They were excluded. I had a problem with the roll call. Others might not have. Others might have found a source in pride with everybody standing up when their countries are named. I didn't stand up when Canada was named. I didn't cheer as many of my colleagues did. They're welcome to do that. I don't think the pinnacle of human civilization and human organization is the modern state. So I have a problem with things like the roll call. I think the state in many ways works against humanity. And in fact, the state works to keep us from coming together. And the World Social Forum should have been about rising above that. Youth. There were an immense amount of youth. And everything that David said is true about the youth. However, it was also true that there was an absolute paucity of youth on the panels. There was no youth at the front. This forum built itself as moving onwards from Seattle, from Prague, from other events. And yet, the people who made the difference in the street in those events were not involved as presenters, were not involved front and center in some of the key events of the World Social Forum. That was problematic. Indigenous people, I talked about already. Let me just say that as we talk about exclusion, we need to talk about who was included as well. And I have a critique on at least one person, Xavier Galvez. Mexico's Minister of Indian Affairs was there. She was there at the same time Vicente Fox was in Davos. Fox sent Galvez to the World Social Forum with a specific agenda in mind. And that was to push forth the diplomatic offensive against the Zapatistas leading up to the Zapatista march to Mexico City. This is an offensive that's been going on across Latin America. Xavier Galvez is an Otomi Indian woman, which I think Fox thinks gives her some legitimacy in speaking on Native issues and some credibility. Xavier Galvez is the owner of a transnational businesses in 6 countries, and at Davos last year was voted among the 100 top business leaders of the future. We want to talk about exclusion, let's also talk about who was included, and that there was no critical analysis of some of the state's representatives who were there. The insurgent groups who were there, and there were many present. And I'm not talking about means, I'm not talking about motives, I'm not talking about methodologies, I'm not talking about whether we agree with what these people do or do not do. There were people there from the Zapatistas, there were people there from the ELN, from the FARC, from a whole number of insurgent groups across Latin America. There were people there from the ETA in Spain. These people, for the most part, did not feel free to identify themselves as insurgents. Like I say, we're not agreeing with them by allowing them to speak and by building a movement in which all voices are heard. And we recognize that these people are active players in the struggle, whether we agree with them or not. And to have an event like the World Social Forum deliberately exclude them to the point of having protests to the official body over the ETA's table and to the point where FARC's press conference posters were ripped down by the organizing people, this was shameful. I think that there were a lot of good things that happened at the World Social Forum. I think there was a meeting of minds. There was, in some sense, a meeting of hearts. There was a strength in the unity, a sharing of ideas. I enjoyed going to listen to people like Tariq Ali, like Samir Amin, speak. This was an immense opportunity. I wanted to go hear Eduardo Galeano speak. Unfortunately, Galeano was scheduled the same time that the indigenous testimonials were on, which was problematic, of course, for those testimonials. The other problem I just want to point out in terms of testimonials was that it was representatives from the Mexican National Council of Indians, which is great. We need to hear the people from there. But there are groups within Brazil, like Cuica, who are actively engaged in fighting biopiracy, in fighting a number of the issues that are being dealt with by the World Social Forum. And if indeed the principle is that we support local struggle, then those people needed to be front and center, rather than asking Indian people from elsewhere to come in and to speak at the front of the forums and testimonials. So, in terms of building a new society, I think we hopefully took some steps forward. We remember this is the first World Social Forum, and we trust that as the organization for the next one moves forward, that the organizers will be reflective, that they'll think about what to do so that they don't end up replicating the hierarchies of oppression that exist within the dominant society in the conference program, and that in doing so, they construct an event next year that's truly inclusive. Miigwech. Thank you.